Good morning. Last time I was in front of you folks was about 2 years ago. And when I finished that message, I was already prompt to deliver another one. It took a little while to formulate. It's like, what are you asking me to do, Lord? And about a year ago, I said to Pastor, I said, there's something coming together. And he looked at me and he said, would that be God's hand? And ironically, that's what it was. Well, another 11 months went by. And about a month ago, it's kind of like, it's time. You need to finish this, put it together and deliver it. So I said something to Pastor one day after a men's meeting, and he said, boy, nothing's really coming for this message. It's just not formulating together. Ironically, I went home that night, and for the next week, I couldn't put it down. So, anyway, today's message is about God's hand. The last message was about fingerprints, your little fingerprints, the little touches that Lord puts on your life and that others put on your life. So what makes up the hand? You've got five fingers and a palm. The thumb, index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, and the pinky. And not to forget about the palm. Each has its role and each has its use. The thumb happens to be the most agile. You can move it in many different positions. And it can touch each one of the other fingers, including the palm. Well, you might be saying, how does that relate to God's hand? The thumb can connect with all the other fingers, and we are connected, all of us. Sorry. It started with Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were the first humans. God created them, and we have all descended from them. Therefore, we're all connected. Each of us is in each other's lives for different reasons. And while some of us are more intimate with others than we are everyone here, we all touch each other in one way because we're all here. There are no random acts. There are reasons why we're here. Isaiah 64:8. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Notice it says, we are all. We are all connected to others in our lives. And let's go a step beyond that. We influence, and beyond our capability of understanding others, beyond our capability of understanding others that we don't even know and for eternity after our existence here. Because what we do now influences the future. What's been done in the past has influenced what we do now. The index finger. The index finger is located closest to the thumb, creates somewhat of a claw, if you can imagine it that way. It is very often the finger that gets injured in both small and large accidents. If we were to lose it completely, it would be a great sacrifice. Unlike the crab, who if loses one half of his claw, pretty much renders it useless. For us, if we lose the index finger, it's a sacrifice because we still have three other fingers and can use the thumb to connect to those and still create a way to grasp things. Throughout our lives, we make sacrifices to both our Lord and to others here, whether it's monetary, love, pain, gifts, time, you name it. There are times we make sacrifices to others that we might think are a loss. We lose a loved one. We lose a job. We move on to another job. Somebody else's gain, your loss. But think about what you might gain from that change. We always think of it as a loss. It's not necessarily a loss. It's a change to where God wants to lead us to. If we stop sacrificing, you may lose what makes you human. Isn't it truly about what we give as opposed to what we get? Don't we truly feel better when we've given something to someone else? In some cases, our loss is another's benefits, and therefore, is it really a loss? It may only be a sacrifice. We can learn from any loss, sacrifice, act of giving, and therefore we can plan and we'll gain from it if we choose to. It's all about choice. Psalm 18:35. Your right hand has held me up. If we look to God, He has held us up through the sacrifice of His Son Jesus. God did not consider the act as a loss, but as a way to reach out to you. Stretch yourself and give yourself to God, and you will receive from Him far more than you gave up. Moving on, the middle finger. Middle finger is the largest and longest finger of the hand, which makes it important use to the hand. It gives you the farthest reach when you're reaching out for something. It also gives you the biggest circumference to grab a hold of something and hold on to it. So what in life is it that we have to reach out for the farthest and to get a really good grip on? How about forgiveness? I know there are times I've had to reach long, hard, and deep to both give forgiveness and to get that forgiveness from someone else. And God. We've got to reach deep sometimes. Ezra 8:22. The good hand of our God is on everyone who looks to Him, but His great anger is against all those who forsake Him. Events and things have happened before our time that will affect you, and those things we do will affect all of those who follow us. Harm is a curved blade. If we've harmed someone else, that curve will come back and get us. What we have done against others comes back in a form of anger, hatred, misunderstanding, lost love, prejudice. Keep going. How long and how deep have you had to reach within yourself to forgive another? On the other side, we have no idea how long and or how hard someone else has had to reach within themselves to forgive us. Forgiveness frees us from the hurt and harm that's been done to ourselves and those we have done harm to. The passage I read speaks to His anger, but the sending of His Son Jesus is the sign from His heart that He has truly forgiven us for our sins. Through Jesus, we are washed of our sins in the presence of God. Moving on to the ring finger. The ring finger has been designated the finger of love. Signifies marriage. Even those who have lost a loved one many times will continue to wear that ring for years and years, sometimes for the rest of their life, or until a new love comes into their life. Love lives on before and after our time here. My grandmother loved my mother. My grandmother loved me. I love my mother and my grandmother. Where did I learn to love from? Them. From people in our past. Where does that love go? and now goes on to my children and my grandchildren and the generations after that. They will carry it on into the future. Love is everlasting. Why? God's love for us is everlasting. Job 10:8, your hands have made and fashioned me. God loved us before we were born. Our life is and has been known to him. He will rejoice when we return to him in eternity. The pinky. Kind of wonder why we always called it the pinky. Pinky is the most delicate finger of the hand. Well, there's an answer in that. We think of pink as delicate. So it's the pinky. Next to forgiveness, sacrifice, and love, what must be done to complete the cycle? How about repentance? Psalm 32:4, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. Repentance, you could say, is a drying cycle to washing, which is forgiveness. Without drying, repentance, we're still wet. Ever weighed yourself while you're wet and then weighed yourself while you're dry? Guess what? You'll weigh less. Why? Because you're still wet. While the pinky may be considered the delicate finger, repentance should be considered delicate in the life in your life with the Lord. Consider this. Give and ask for forgiveness, repent your sins, and I'm sure you'll feel more loved. That process also involves a sacrifice. You don't get it back unless you sacrifice something. You've got to give up something if you're repenting. They are all connected. Okay, so how does the palm fit in? Isaiah 49:16, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands, the Lord said. God sent us Jesus, and as we pass through this world and move toward the next, we must go with Jesus. How do we go with Jesus? We all know and understand that we are all inscribed in God's palm. We must all live with sacrifice, forgiveness, love, and repentance, and we are all connected. That means you, me, everyone in this room, everybody in this world. And let's not forget the Holy Spirit who connects us to Jesus and our Lord God. As I close, know that everything you are experiencing, you must walk through. In life, we make the choice whether we go one way or another. Remember, it's always our choice. It's our choice to be here. It's our choice not to be here. It's our choice of who our friends are. Keep going. It's your choice what direction you take. But I want you to know, Lord God is there with you no matter what choice you make, good, bad, or otherwise, and he is going to be there to try to lead you in his direction no matter what you've done. See the fingerprints. Feel the hand. Corinthians 2:9-10. However it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what the Lord has prepared for those who love him. God will reveal it to us through the Holy Spirit. I thank you, and may God bless you in the rest of your journey. Amen.
Across languages, across cultures, maybe not at the same day or the precise moment, but every believer is practicing this same thing that Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. So we're all connected. If we could have our ushers come forward at this time. We're going to receive our tithes and offerings. And do we have announcements at all for today? Up on the screen? No? No. No announcements today, but that's okay because they're all in your bulletin. Okay, let's pray first and then we'll ask some announcements. Carla, would you?
Yeah, I don't think I need it. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you that we are in your hand, and that your hand directs us and leads us. We pray that as we give from our hands, that it helps direct your hand in this county, that our tithes and our offerings would go to where you want them to go. We thank you for this in your name. Amen.
Thank you. I need this today. I wanted to remind everybody that the Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes are due next week if you're going to bring them in. The cost to cover the shipping is $7, and if you can put that right on the top of the stuff inside the box, if you're bringing more than one box, you can just put it in one, and you don't have to write separate checks for all of them. If you have any questions, you can see me later. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anybody else have an announcement? Letty.
As you see, Liz is going to be doing Operation Christmas Child. So us missionettes, God touched my heart, and years ago when I was the coordinator in Staten Island, we did the Ronald McDonald House. So he has put that back in my heart. And if nobody knows what the Ronald McDonald House is, it's a house that's here in Albany, and it's all around the nation, that is there to help families in crisis when their kids or the adults have cancer and they have nowhere to stay, so that there won't be so much of an expense for them to pay paying hotels and all that kind of stuff. You know, so I've talked to the lady in Albany, and they right now don't need toys. I was shocked, but they don't. What they need is household items, meaning to keep the household going. Toilet paper, paper towels. You'll see a list inside your bulletin. So next week, I'm going to have a laundry basket here. Whoever wants to give, okay, if you have some extra cleaning supplies at home, bring them. On December 18th, we are going to go to the house in Albany and have a tour of the house, and they're going to show us a video and just spend time with the families, whoever's there during that time, okay? Thank you.
Are there any other announcements this morning? Sid.
Last call for Christmas choir this week, Wednesday night practice. You want information, give me a call or email me or something. 6:30 Wednesday night at the Annex.
Anyone else? Okay, would you all stand with me for our closing prayer? Liz Michael just said that the labels she spoke about are online. She doesn't have them, so you could see her if you're interested in that.
Building fund? Building fund or offering?
Oh, okay.
No?
Yes. Could our ushers please come back? I jumped the gun, forgive me. Today is also our building fund, so we take a second offering that goes completely towards the building fund project. And I don't know if anyone has told you anything about it. It doesn't look like Bob is here.
You have something to share? Okay. Sorry. There is something I'd like to talk about as far as the builder project. I know the number $150,000 has come out for the floor. That's not $150,000 worth of concrete. That actually is, the concrete is actually less than half of what that money is needed for. Most of it is for the 3 miles of heating pipe that we need to put in the floor. Anybody realize it's over 14,000 feet of heating line that has to go in that floor. There's also $12,000 worth of 2-inch rigid insulation that has to go underneath the slab. There is an $860 grease trap that has to get put underneath the slab for the kitchen sink, or for the kitchen. You know, so it's not just $150,000 worth of concrete. There's a lot more to the floor than just that. And so, I was talking to somebody last week or 2 weeks ago about it, and it just sounded like a lot of money for concrete. And I was like, that's not all of it. So that's the reason why that's the big lump right now. As Pastor has said before, I think this is really going to be a testing time. It's a growing time for us as a congregation to trust in the Lord, and that this will be provided. But this will be the, I would say, the one of the last large lumps that we have to have for this building project. Once the floor gets put in there, which Carla and I have experienced with our house, once you get the floor down, you can kind of do electrical, build walls, put up sheetrock as money comes in, so the project can kind of continue going as money comes in. Whereas right now, until you have the floor in, it kind of puts a halt to everything. So just as an encouragement, this, I would say that once the Lord takes us through this, it'll be a growing for us personally as a congregation, but also once that'll be like, I'm going to call it the hump, because I think the rest of it is just coasting downhill. So.
Well, you seem excited. You have faith for us. Would you pray?
Sure, gladly. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, I thank you for allowing us to see your vision for this county, allowing us, Lord, to trust you, and that you are building this facility, this tool that is to be used by this congregation and you, Lord God, to reach the people around the vicinity of the town, the county, the state, and the world. I pray that you bless those that give, and I pray that you bless those that even sacrifice for this project, Lord. We do ask for a release of finances, but even more so, I pray for souls that their hearts would be open to hear what you have to hear and to come to realize that you are Lord and Savior. In your precious name I pray. Amen.